Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Tyson Hilton, the Hilltoppers, West Kentucky at a Conference USA, ready to get at it again. Coach Hilton, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I tell you what, I need you to do my introduction every time I kind of do an interview or voiceover. You got it down for sure.
Hey, I love two coaches. Hey, Harry Bryant, hit me up and I got you, man. Yes, sir. Hey, Coach, let me ask you this, man. Tell me how important it was to have a true spring this year and a true summer, because last year it was just guys went out around off campus. You got to be a little late. So how was it having a full spring and summer to get guys ready for this fall camp here next week? You got starting up here.
Well, it was just great to be back to normal. You know, we're creatures of habit. And so last year was just a tough year to get done what you wanted to get done. And so it was great just to be back to pretty much normal life, and thought we had a great spring. Had a lot of new faces come in, new coaches, new players. Really, those guys gelled really well. Really had a great summer. Really had a great summer. And so we're just looking forward to getting to fall camp, keeping our fingers crossed that everything stays normal, to be honest with you.
And Coach, talk about this, the mental growth of your young men having to go through a tough year in 2020. Talk about their mental growth, how they've grown as young men, and this adversity they had to face will help them for their life going ahead for many years from now.
Yeah, it really taught you in life, you just never know what's going to happen, and you got to always be able to respond in the right way. You know, life is not easy. And I think for everybody, everybody learned a lot about themselves, about their friends, their teammates, all those kind of things. So, you know, what I'm really proud about from last year is just overall Western Kentucky in general, how we responded to COVID. I mean, we were able to manage through it. We got all 12 games in last year. All our players played. So, you know, it says a lot about Western Kentucky under those tough circumstances and our mindset here about, you know, how we approach things and how important football is for us. And so I think it's going to pay off for us this season. I thought we got closer as a football team. I really feel like our players really know each other well, and it's going to be a good thing for us going in this year.
And talk about this, Coach. Guys getting their bodies to grow, because I know when you're doing stuff via Zoom is not the same as being actually to get those weights with a strength conditioning coach, get the diet, nutrition right, the sleep patterns the right way. Talk about that piece of the puzzle too, Coach, because recovery, diet, and sleeping is so important to be successful on Saturdays and it's out there for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is everybody works hard. You know, there's not a college program out there that the guys aren't working hard, but it's really what you do when you're not in the facility that you get all the results from. And like you said, it's your health and nutrition. How are you eating? How are you sleeping? Sleep plays a huge part of it. And, you know, we try to create a schedule here that the guys, you know, again, I use the word creature of habit, but you know, we get our guys on a routine, and so that they have great workouts. We have great nutrition here at Western Kentucky. We track what they're doing at all times, their calorie intake, what they're putting in their bodies. We educate them extremely well about what's good, what's bad. But I think a piece that a lot of people don't look at is how much sleep are you getting at night? And that's where your body really recovers. And so I think our strength staff, our training staff does a great job with that element, making sure our guys do what they're supposed to do. And we've seen great results over spring and summer. We're as big in a football team and as strong a football team as we've ever been right now.
And Coach, you know what's so great about that, Coach, is this, because a lot of guys don't understand this, our fans don't get this, that strength conditioning coach is so important. And that training staff is so important to keeping your guys in one piece. Because in football, we know you play hard, injuries are going to happen. So if you're putting all the work before you get on that field, it'll help you recover. It'll keep those guys in one piece because you need to go on the field to play hard for you. So talk about the importance of having a good training staff and a good conditioning program to make sure your guys are always going to be good. Injuries that are not too serious, but, you know, kind of like it's going to be good.
I think the probably the most important hire that you're going to make outside of who are your two offense and defense and special teams coordinator, those three spots, who is your head strength coach? Because that's the guy that's going to be around your players the most. You know, you think the head football coach would be the guy leading the way, but at the end of the day, my job is keep everybody in their lane, make sure my vision is being implemented, all those things. And the strength coach is a guy that's with the players the most. And so we've done a fabulous job here with our strength and training program. Jason Velkamp, our head strength coach, has put together a great staff. Like I said before, our guys have totally bought in to how we train. He does a great job of making sure all three phases of, you know, strength and conditioning, nutrition, and how much rest and recovery are you getting? Those three elements play a big part of it. And so we're really excited to see those results play out on the field this year. Like I said, we're as big and as strong as we've ever been here. And I think all the hard work that we've put in is really going to pay off for us.
And, Coach, you have a great non-conference schedule, Coach. I see you play Indiana. You go to the West Point, play Army, Michigan State. I tell you, Coach, UT Martin, the Skyhawks, I'm an OVC guy. I went to Tennessee State, so I know about the Skyhawks. So tell us about that non-conference schedule you got and how interesting it's going to be for you guys to play those four games for you, get that Conference USA gauntlet you got coming up after that.
Yeah, well, you can't say we're not scared. I mean, we definitely got a challenging schedule early in the season, but – you know, our saying around here, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And, you know, we get to play, you know, the game I'm excited about, you know, we'll play UT Martin at home. It's a Thursday night game, first home game. You know, the fans will all be out. Stands will be full. It'll be exciting to be back to a regular college atmosphere. But the one I'm really excited about, we get to play in the 20-year anniversary of September 11th up at Army. And that is a great place to play, great tradition, fabulous football team. You know, they are a tough football team to beat, but it's a great place to go play. So we'll be excited about that game. We come back home and play Indiana, which is great. You know, a really good football team. They'll probably be ranked in the top 15 when we play them. And so we get them at home. So that's a great challenge, but we're excited about that challenge. And then we turn around and go to Michigan State. So, you know, you're looking at a schedule that's challenging, but at the same time, you go win those football games, all of a sudden you're part of the national conversation, you know, and everybody's talking about Western Kentucky. So that'll be good. And then we get into conference play, and we got UTSA at home in our home opener, conference home opener, and they're a really good football team. You know, they're going to make a run on the west side this year. And so it'll be another big challenge for us. But we're excited about how the schedule sets up this year for us.
And, Coach, if you could, give us some key guys on offense, defensive differences. We can kind of keep our eye on, because our fans here want to keep up with you guys. They want me to ask you that. Key guys that you look out for an offense defense for us.
Yeah, well, defensively, I tell you, that's kind of been our strong suit the past couple of years. I think we'll have another strong defense, and we've got a lot of guys from your neck of the woods, out of Atlanta area. You know, you think of our leader, D'Angelo Malone. You know, D'Angelo, we're expecting big things out of. Hopefully he has another great year and ends up being a high draft pick, so we're excited about him. On the other side, our other defensive end, Juwan Jones. You know, been a tremendous player for us, is another leader for us. Back in the back end, you have Antoine Kincaid, who's kind of our team captain in the back end back there. He's been a really, really good player for us. And then we added some new faces. You know, we get a Mike Allen who transferred in from Wake Forest that's going to play D-line. You know, he's from your backyard again, you know. And so defensively, we think we have the pieces there to be strong again. Really excited about the offense. A lot of new faces, tweaking the offense a little bit, you know, a little more up-tempo, trying to get some more snaps there. Added a new quarterback, Bailey Zappe, who transferred in from HBU. Bailey's done a great job so far. We're excited to see him play. Got a couple transfer wideouts that we really, really like. That'll be some new faces for us. And I tell you, the guy I'm excited to see this year is Dayton Wade. You know, Dayton Wade has been a slot receiver for us. Has kind of waited his time. I think this is going to be a good year for him. So, you know, we're looking for a lot of big things out of a lot of new faces this year.
And Coach, tell me about the recruiting piece, because the transfer portal in basketball and football has been jumping, man. So tell me about how's it helped you guys going forward, because I feel like Western Kentucky is a national brand. Even in Atlanta, we know about WKU, the Hilltoppers. So for me, it's a national brand. So Conference USA, it's a great conference. So tell us about how that portal has been treating you guys so far, how you're going to target it going forward to build your team out as you find where you need needs to plug holes here and there.
Well, I've embraced it. You know, right when there was even talk of there being a one-time transfer rule, before it ever passed, I was looking forward to that opportunity. I think it helps college football. I think it's nothing more than free agency. You know, what I like about it and what I have found out about it is if you play your cards right, you got to have balance. You got to have balance between signing a young player out of high school, developing that player. I think that's really, really important. But it also allows you to fill your immediate needs with a really good player. You know, you may get a guy who he was trying to buy his time. Maybe he's got a first-round draft pick in front of him, and he's a good player, and he just wants to play. And, you know, all of a sudden you're getting a player who you might not have got early on. And so I think we've done a really good job of navigating that. I've got a ton of transfer guys this past signing class just because of COVID. You know, because we couldn't go out and see players and evaluate players. So I would rather watch the film and know the competition level this young man is playing at, be able to pick up the phone, call a coach, say, hey, tell me about this guy and know what you're getting. And then what I found is a lot of these guys that transfer in to your program, you know, they need to make it work. Now they've had their one time to transfer. They know, hey, they need to make this work. So you're getting a mature player. You're getting a player who knows the process. You're getting a motivated guy who wants to play. You're getting a guy who understands what to do and how to do it. And he knows he's got to make it work. And so it's been very good for us. We'll see the results out on the field hopefully this year. But we've had guys from all over the country, and we brought them here in the spring and the summer. And you would have thought these guys had been together for 4 years. That's how tight-knit a group we have, because our staff has done a fantastic job of getting the right fit, the right guys for us, good high-character guys who football is extremely important, that want to win and want to play. And so moving forward, I think it's going to be a really good thing for us. But with that being said, you always are going to have balance between a young developmental player, which at a place like Western Kentucky, I think – we'll get even more talented young players now, because the guy that might have been a lower level late signee guy for maybe a top tier SEC, you know, they may pass that guy because they may look in the portal and say, hey, let's go take this transfer guy. So now all of a sudden that guy that needs 2 years to develop, we're getting that guy, and you got a heck of a football player in 2 years. So I really like the balance piece of it. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing plays out with our season, because I really think we hit a home run on a lot of these guys.
Well, Coach, I'll do my part of sending guys your way, because I like WKU. I like Bowling Green, Kentucky. I have family up there. So I'm all good sending guys up to WKU, because you all recruit Atlanta very well. I got a lot of guys on the roster from Atlanta. So in honor of Dayton Wade, I'm going to talk to next. Tell me, Coach, your favorite food spot in ATL, man, when you come to town to recruit and just visit.
Man, you hit me up. There's way too many good places. I'm trying to think of one right now. You know, I'm more of a main chain food guy, you know.
Oh, okay.
I do love a good meat and three, you know. But I tell you this, tell me your favorite spot. Let me see if I've been there. What's your favorite spot?
6 feet Under. The name is terrible, Coach, but it has great seafood. 6 feet Under, okay. I love me that good catfish platter, the home-style chips, the hush puppies, and the lemonade is – Coach, you'll die for that lemonade. Better Chick-fil-A. They're in Chick-fil-A. I'm telling you. It's better Chick-fil-A, Coach. And 10 Lizzie's. You pick your any three tacos, any way you want them, for 10 bucks.
Oh, that sounds good. I haven't been at both those places. But if, my biggest thing, if I'm going to, you know, if you said, hey, what are you looking for? I'm looking for a meet and three type place. I'm looking for a, you know, I'm a big fried chicken. I'm a big catfish platter. I'm a big, and you got to have all the vegetable sides. I mean, the fried okra, the turnip greens, the green beans, the white beans, the mashed potatoes. You know, I like all the sides. So
candy yams too, Coach. Candy yams with the marshmallows. Yeah. Can't forget the yams and sweet potatoes now. Can't forget those, man.
Yeah. You got to have cornbread. You got to have, you know, all the fixings. So I'm right there with you. Gosh, you got me hungry. You got me hungry talking about all this food.
Coach, next time you come to Atlanta, man, let me know. Now we'll take you to some good soul food spots. Get you what you need, Coach. I got you, man. Anyway, Atlanta food-wise, I got you. They sponsor my show, so trust me. I get all kind of free food. They sponsor the show, man.
I'll be ready. Hey, with all this NIL stuff, I want to be sponsored by a good place to eat. That's what I'm looking for. I've been joking with my old lineman. I said, y'all got to find you a good place to be sponsored you to go eat. They said, we're working on it, Coach. We're working on it. So.
Yes, indeed. But Coach Hill, thank you for your time today. Best of luck to you this season. I hope to see you this season. I'll come up there and see you guys play up there at your stadium or at MTSU maybe if it works out my schedule-wise for me. So I'm looking every chance for you guys, Coach. I love talking to you as well, man.
Yeah, it's great to get a chance to talk again. I'm really glad we didn't get to do this last year, so I'm glad we got to do it this year. Really appreciate everything you do there, man. You're awesome.
Thanks, Coach, for your time, buddy. You be safe, man.
All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, now.